And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:13, up 2.5 on the open. September, 5:25, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, July wheat opened at 5:30, up 2.75 on the open. September, 5:45, down 1.75. December, 5:56.5, up 2. May, 5:62, up 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 3.82, up 1.75 on the open. September, 3.86.75, up 1. December, 3.83.5, up 3/4. March, 3.94.5, up 1. May, 4.02, down 3/4. July, 4.07.25, up 1/2. December, 4.02, up 1 on the open. July beans opened at 8:31, up 2.75 on the open. August, 8:38, up 2.25. September, 8:46, up 3. November, 8:61, up 1.75. January, 8:67, up 1. March, 8:69, down 3. May, 8:72.5, down 1.25. July, 8:83, up 3/4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 225.70, up 220 on the open. August, 225.80, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 36.15, down 12 on the open. August, 36.34, down 20. At the Merck August feeders, opened at 110.70, down 17.5 on the open. September, 110.45, down 30. October, 110.60, unchanged. November, 109.80, down 15 on the open. June live cattle opened at 90.65, down 37.5 on the open. August, 90.80, down 22.5. October, 94.65, down 17.5. December, 95.40, down 27.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 74.10, down 55 on the open. July also down 55, the opening tick there, 74.95. August, 74.45, down 50. October, 67.80, down 57.5 on the open. And July bellies opened at 96.50, down 147.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. It's been a tremendous, well, week or more in the wheat and bean market, maybe longer in the bean market. But I wonder if, in your mindset, either of these commodities are due for some sort of a retracement.
Well, we stepped up at the bat today, and we're seeing a very good sell-off in the corn, soybean, and wheat market. Dan Bassey was talking about moving some new crop beans at 860, and looks like he got that job done this morning. The market has been in a unbelievable price ascension, and based on a couple of things. You know, it's been very stubborn to rain in parts of the Midwest, the Ukraine, China, and also we are French wheat, of course, was very active. The commodity funds have been very aggressive, and it's been a wonderful place to be long the commodity futures markets the last several weeks, particularly in the wheat and soybean complexes.
Well, let's look at these two commodities in particular, wheat and beans. Begin with the beans and give us a sense of where your retracement might go to.
The complex, the whisper from some organizations is that they wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't see a million more acres of corn than the April or the March planting intentions, and a million acres less soybeans. And the market in the soybean complex is based on the general idea is that it's going to be awfully hard to grow soybean acres in the world. And the runaway Malaysian palm oil prices are also a major factor. Okay, but on the near-term reality, I think somewhere in the 820 to 830 level basis for November beans would be basically a wonderful opportunity to buy soybeans in the new crop. And one thing that would help us get that type of correction is that if we would see the maps turn wetter and things like that, they are promising some rain, but it's not as generous as the forecast yesterday, and some of those deferred weather maps showed a 588 height line, and it does indicate that there's going to be some warm, hot temperatures in parts of the U.S. Those all indicate that the marketplace is not only going to be watching the near-term forecast, but the extended one as well.
Turn your attention to the wheat, which is a much difficult, more difficult market at the moment to handicap.
We understand some of the end users in wheat are actually going on and buying inventory because they are worried about the quality of wheat in the world, usually droughty conditions in either Ukraine or Australia or even parts of the U.S., quality is an issue, and a wheat miller loves quality wheat. The other factor is that we have been asking some farmers what would it take to plant wheat next year, and we hear the word six instead of $5 as an encouraging factor for next year's production. We know that what wheat is stressed in major growing areas of the world, and so this isn't going to let the end user go very long without buying and filling his cupboard, so to speak. Big growth areas of the world, of course, China is a major factor, and of course, the Russian-Ukraine area is also a major factor. The Russians don't have the problem that they had during the golden years of our big export sales of the 70s. They've got crude oil. Of course, they can step up and pay cash. And that's another factor that if things get bad enough, they will pay cash for their commodities.
So are you looking for some sort of retracement here?
Well, baby retracement levels. I think the big factor is the corn. And if we do get above that 90 million acres plus corn and do get a major rainfall event, these all add up to a quieting influence in the market. We do hear and see a lot of corn and soybeans being moved in the country. You know, when we go home in the evening, we do see a lot of semi-trucks pulled up to the bins, and you guessed that it's going to the marketplace. And so we do see that trend of a movement of grain. The crops basically look pretty darn good, and both in the corn and soybean fields in the Midwest. And that's also encouraging people to move inventory into the marketplace.
All right, let's look at the corn then in particular. Look at December's chart. We see yesterday we actually poked above the 100-day moving average, which is just under that top. That's at 393, which has been sort of a nut that's been difficult to crunch. Are we looking at essentially, Paul, more or less a sideways market, do you think, into the acreage report here?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. A close under 375 today would basically turn the computer bearish, in my opinion, in the July corn. The big factor here is that there are people in the marketplace that are actually waiting for it to actually rain and a good one-inch rain over central Illinois to convert them over to be a marketer. I think, you know, one point in particular, I think you do have to be a trend follower here. And as long as July corn stays above 375, I would say I'd have the gun pointed in that direction as an upward trend. If it goes below it, be reverse your position and quietly go to the sideline.
But maybe not get too panicky to the downside unless we were in to invade what?
Well,
April low at 355?
Glenn Ring basically said that he'd have a sell stop on Dees Corn today at 378. It's always interesting how Glenn plays the game. But, you know, there's another signal where, you know, he would basically get a little bearish on the new crop corn.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 507, down 3.5. The Board of Trade, July wheat, 521.25, down 6. December, 547.5, down 7. July corn, 375.5, down 4.75. December, 379.75, down 3. July beans, 824.5, down 3.75. November, 854.75, down 4.5 points. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.